We ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all... Everybody comfortable?
Hang on. What's that from? That's from something.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know in particular. For fucking... I don't know, it's probably like one of them Christmas movies or something where the granddad tells them the story. Once upon a time, not long ago...
That's not what I was thinking, but...
I was digging out your gran.
I was deep in that pussy, yeah?
Fam, she could do things that it wouldn't be... I know she don't move much now, but... Them days.
Boy.
Them days, bro.
Boy them.
Bro, she was mad. Wait, let me show you the pictures. Look. Let me show you the pics. Go up and get that old photo album, the one I told you not to touch.
No, the padlock.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, we've started.
Welcome to Stories with Granddad. You're here with me. Oh, fuck. Said the full name and everything.
My address is...
I was fucking looking at an email while I was doing it.
Well, I thought you was going to say, and Captain Poopy as well, because that's the two names you can see.
Nah, like a fucking email just popped up on my phone. I was like, oh, hello, that looks important. Because they use both my names. Oh. Hello, everybody. You're here with Flows.
I'm keeping it in.
No.
I'll just beep it out.
I mean, yeah, bleep it out. Oh, yeah, bleep it out. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, keep it in, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. And Captain Poopy, apparently.
Hello, Captain Poopy. Just for clarification, I'm a child and I've changed Kev's name to Captain Poopy on the conversation.
And he was straight up laughing for 2 minutes about it.
I was laughing when he got on the line. I was already laughing. I couldn't even hold it in.
I'm connecting and all I can hear is him sniggering away at himself. And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? And he's like, can you not see the screen?
It's still funny.
Fucking petulant
Captain
child.
Poopy. Exactly, see? How can you not laugh at Captain Poopy?
His justification was he made me a captain. He gave me rank. Which is
he gave you rank. Exactly.
Although
I gave you rank and it is rank.
Yeah, it's not very doesn't make up for the fact that I'm before that I was just regular old Poopy.
You were Private Poopy. Lance Corporal Poopy. I don't know how rank works. I don't know whether Lance Corporal was higher than a captain.
I've always wondered that. It's always baffled me what the order is.
I was looking up army pay grades randomly yesterday with the missus.
Thinking of changing jobs, son?
No. Nah, fuck that.
You want to be the best?
Couldn't do it. I went cadets and that was... I had a lot of fun there. But fucking... Oh, nah. It's not for me.
That's because you was a child, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. Got to shoot guns though, which is pretty fucking cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Like fucking all mags and shit. My aim was fucking terrible. You do not want me next to you in a firefight.
Well, that bad. You're getting the person next to you.
I could actually 180 degrees. Nah, I mean, you know, shout outs to all those that serve. And obviously, we just had Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah. An
important tradition. But yeah, couldn't do it. Nah.
I'm with you there.
But yeah, it was fun.
Welcome to
talking with you.
We haven't done the show yet.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Welcome to talk amongst yourselves. With us, you know who we are. We've not told you the name of the show. We've just told you our silly names.
Yeah, but also, you know, holler at us on at Talk Amongst Pod. That's on Twitter. Talk Amongst Pod. Find us on Facebook or search for Talk Amongst Yourselves. TalkAmongstPod@gmail.com. And for heaven's sake, just pause it right now and leave us a review. Just one time, I beg.
Just five stars. Just, don't even know. Not even five stars. Just give us an honest review.
That's all I ask. Just give us an honest review. I'm not even going to bullshit you and be like, yo, make sure it's a 5-star. This ain't like Uber, where you look at the drive and you're like, yo, 5 for 5, yeah? It's like, you sort me out, I'll sort you out. Nah, just give an honest review. Because I'm assuming if you're listening, you like this. And also, if you've never listened before, way too early to make up your mind. So just give us a 5-star review anyway.
Yeah, if you've just tuned in, 5-star us.
Honestly, if you have just tuned in and this is the first time, like, I don't want to oversell it, but we're fucking awesome. Like, we're legit top legends.
We're top legends. Old Captain Poopy.
It's still funny. Oh. Anyway, what's good?
Not much. I did notice this week that Sisters made it on the... made its way to UK Netflix.
Yeah, so certain people who aren't me can stop changing my VPN to US to watch it.
Great show.
Great, amazing show. Kids are watching it. Kids are loving it. I'm enjoying it.
It's one of those ones that gets better the longer it goes on. Because obviously you're ironing out all the creases in the first few episodes. But then once it's established itself, solid show.
Yeah, yeah. And as they got older, it got, you know, it progressed, it evolved. Fair.
One thing that bothers me about it, though. The start of the theme tune, them babies get smacked, right?
Sounds like it, right? Yeah.
Because it goes, and then baby's crying.
I assume it was like the doctor smacking them because it was acceptable back in those days. I feel like it still wasn't.
But how about this? It's natural parents, and that's why they've been adopted.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Like, yeah, because you never actually find... You never know what happened to their real parents.
Not that I can remember, no.
It never comes up. I don't know if it comes up in those later... I'm not too hot on the later ones when they're like fucking like 17, 18. I didn't really watch those as much as, you know, I kind of only seen those once or twice, but maybe they were put into foster care because their parents were fucking...
cunts.
Crazy. Because, I mean, the babies at the beginning are not newborn.
No.
Like, you know, they're a couple months old. But shit. Oh, it's taking a dark turn. This is that gritty remake it was talking about the other week.
She's dug all over again.
Life in the system. Shit.
Apart from that, we had a good laugh last night. So we're talking to son number one in this week's What's Son Number One Done? We were talking about what we used to do at school, like all the hijinks we used to get up to. And I was telling a story about me, I can't remember who it was, but me and someone else were in the back of geography and we were passing the time by wetting bits of paper and either pea shooting them or just lobbing them right at people. And as that progressed and we weren't getting caught, we were getting a lot more bored about it, so we were trying to be more creative with it. And the person I was with, he put a whole piece of A4 paper. It may not have been A4, might have been too big, but he ripped out a bit of paper from his book, shoved it in his mouth, moistened it up nicely, gets a ruler, and he catapults it across the room, and it goes splat onto the whiteboard.
Nice.
And I was absolutely dying laughing. And I'm telling son number one this about it, telling him the story.
Taking notes.
Well, then the other half pipes in by saying we used to go to the toilets and wet toilet paper and then chuck them on the ceiling. And then we were talking about, do you remember we used to throw Pritt stick up on the ceiling? Used to do. Told him about that. All of a sudden, he legs it. We don't know where he goes. He runs away. Comes back a few seconds later, and all of a sudden you hear, he's got tissue from the toilet and chucked it on our ceiling.
Do you not know your son? Like, did you not see that this was going to happen? Did you not? Mate, the minute you said we was talking about hygiene from school, I was like, well, I know exactly where this goes.
We couldn't even be mad at it. We were so shocked that he did it. We were like, oh shit. And then we just started busting up laughing. It was fucking hilarious.
I could just like, he was so excited. He's like, I have to do this now. Like, I have to do this right.
But actually, you say, do you not know your son? We did say about 6-7 times, do not do this when you're at school. Because he's gonna.
Oh, you've. He will. You know, hijinks. Primary school, anything goes. It's fine. I was actually quite proud of myself. Yeah, you've read something that little man's got. Yeah, little problem is his lip was a bit dry. He's got this problem where his lip's getting really dry and it's kind of cracked.
Bruv, I've got the same. I've got the same problem.
For real, I don't don't know what's going on. Don't know whether he's been licking his lips excessively, like watching LL Cool J or shit. But know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
But so you know, we've been like, you know, putting cream and oil and stuff like that, and then the missus was kind of like, look, you know, sort it out. It's fine. Just you know, if anyone says anything, it's... oh no, that was it. He got a little. I can't even remember what we, you know, we was ribbing him over something. Not this, but something else. I don't think it was ribbing him. I think we just like telling him to calm down or something. He got upset about it or whatever. It was like, bro, you can't be so sensitive about it. Like, you know, people are gonna like gotta, you know, it, don't take it so personal. So then, you know, she's sorting out his lip and stuff, and she's like, what are you gonna do if people take the mickey out of your lip at school? She's like, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? And then he's like, what? What do you mean? He's like, what if somebody comes up to you and says, you've got dry lips? And me, without missing a beat, which is why it's even more impressive, which is like, just say, it's because I've been kissing your mum, innit? And I thought that was hilarious. She was not so enamored. She's like, don't say that. I was like, what do you mean? That's the perfect comeback.
What's he gonna say?
You gotta be ready to snap. Like they're going secondary school soon. Like it's when it gets real.
Exactly.
You can't be a target. You gotta let people know that you're not that guy. You gotta let people know. Like I've been. Oh, the daughter's been. Oh, mate, she's been like she's been snapping all day long. Like it's getting to the point where I'm just like, all right, allow me. I called her ugly the other day. Without missing a beat, she was like, oh, so I've succeeded because I was trying to look like you.
Oh, shit.
My twist. Oh, my twist. Like, the two of them are coming along nicely. I couldn't be prouder. They're ready for this big, wide world. They are ready. Like, it's all you can ask is that your kids are ready. That's all you can ask.
I feel his pain, though, man. This lip thing's getting on my fucking nerves. I've had it since summer. It came on in the summer.
I used to have it a lot.
It came on in the summer and it just won't go. I'll wake up in the morning and like, I'll stretch or I'll do something.
And it cracks.
And it's just searing pain down the middle of my mouth. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you got it. See, that's where I get it as well. He's got it like towards the corner, but I get it in the middle as well. Like usually for me, it's when the weather gets colder. Like my skin gets dry as fuck. Like,
actually, Larry.
It's mad. Yeah. Yeah. Like ridiculously so. Like, boy, I have to re-moisturize every 45 minutes. Make sure it's all bliss.
Does it look like you've been kicking sawdust?
Yeah, flour even. Self-raising, not even plain. Oh, God. What has been going on this week, though? I was just trying to think. I don't think I've got anything there. There was a couple of things I wanted to mention, but... probably just usual Twitter shit, you know.
Yeah, you love an argument.
Yeah, I haven't had any. Oh, I've had arguments, but none of them are anything noteworthy. It's just the usual. Now I've discovered the secret. I've discovered the secret. Just ask people for proof of what they're saying.
Prove it. I do that.
Turns out it was simple. No, don't even challenge them. Act like you're really dumb and you want help. It really, really does. It really does stuff to them, and then they just start changing the subject. Like, yeah, I know, that's cool, but can you give me some proof? And then they're like, ah, da, 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 and like, yeah, no, I get it, but could you like, you know, post some links or some sources so I can start learning for myself? Really, really gets them. Really gets them. I like to shout out Wentworth Miller.
Oh God,
for heroically stepping aside. Leaving the straight roles for the straight actors.
Where was his energy at season one?
I've never watched his show, so I don't know.
I mean,
like,
an integral...
The show was set in a men's prison. How does he know that his character's hero? Like,
bruv, an integral part of that plot in season one is he has to rely on going through the doctor's office, and the doctor is female, and he ends up falling for her. That's the main part of the story. Don't be all heroic and saying you're not doing straight roles anymore.
No, but I was just confused. And like again, I just saw somebody screenshot a thing. So I'm assuming he wasn't like, it's a disgrace that this character's not homosexual. I'm assuming he was just like, look, I don't want to play hetero characters anymore. But yeah, it just seemed like a weird one to me.
He should have been teabagged then, shouldn't he?
Bruv, that means nothing to me. I've never seen an episode of this show. I've never, like, legit, not even clips, or obviously I've seen like still images or articles written about it, but I have no, it's lost on me.
So GIF I sent you the other day that fell on deaf ears or deaf eyes, blind eyes. What is the
it fell on deaf eyes.
Fell on deaf eyes.
To be fair, and this is the beauty of life, because I guess you didn't need a saying for it before, but now we do. So it's like, it fell on blind eyes. Yeah. We've coined that term. Ladies and gentlemen, # fell on blind eyes, if you don't mind.
You're welcome.
It did. It did.
Oh, we'll move past that.
Yeah, I think we should.
So what happened in the last few days? Anything?
It's been pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's
nothing much.
Pretty boring.
Nothing groundbreaking has happened, has it? Really?
No. The timeline's been bare quiet. Yeah. It's not like it's been full of people tweeting about stuff.
So I guess that's it for this week.
Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. Good night.
Good night.
We love you, Wisconsin. Good night.
We love you, Pennsylvania.
Oh, we do love you, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Let me just have a quick look.
Has Donald Trump been up to anything this week? He's usually about that scamp, the scamp that he is.
Hang on. Bear with me. Talk right. Amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I just want to
carry on this bit for way too long.
Oh, no, we don't. We don't have any listeners in Pennsylvania.
We don't?
No.
Fuck.
We've got Washington, Virginia, New Jersey, Texas, California, Oregon, and Idaho.
Ladies, Washington, you're Virginia.
And you're Texas.
Oh,
before you put on a New Jersey.
Shout outs to them US men. I guess, yeah, fuck it. All right, hopefully after today we'll have more listeners in Pennsylvania, because we're going to talk about you. Pennsylvania saved. They caught life. I mean, America caught life.
They really did.
America caught life. It was close. Although, to be fair, I say it was close. We don't know. Like, once those other states come in, it might not even be close.
It didn't seem close towards the end. Like, like when I woke up Wednesday and I saw it was... I can't remember what Joe Biden was on, but Trump was on 213.
Same, yeah. And he only went up one the whole time
up,
I was awake.
He went up one, he went up one, and he was still at 214 when they announced Biden had won.
Yeah. I think the crux of his support came in the early states, the states that declared, which I'm assuming they were probably overwhelmingly Trump. So, you know, the counting was easy.
Yeah. That's, I mean, we'll go into this a bit more, I expect, but I wouldn't have imagined there would be many mail-in ballots in those states, because he discouraged that right from the off, didn't he?
Are you sure? You sure? I don't think he did. From the way he's talking, I don't think, like, if only there was some evidence. If only he tweeted about it or sent out emails or said it on television.
He's quite quiet on the old tweets, isn't he? He doesn't really say much.
Yeah, yeah. There's not much, like, there's not much, you know, he doesn't really leave a paper trail.
Mm.
it's mad. It's actually mad as well, because even me, who pays attention to political shit, like, I have never been so deeply involved in a political race.
No, before. Same.
Even in this fucking country.
Even like the last election where he won, I paid attention to it.
Oh yeah,
but I wasn't like, I'm not like waiting up at 2 a.m. to see what. I mean, I wasn't doing it this time, but I was in bed and I weren't sleeping, so I was just having a quick look and see if anything's changed and whatnot. But yeah.
Yeah. It's just fucking, it was hilarious. I mean, it, you know, obviously it was touch and go for a while with Biden on, what was he on, his 264.
Yeah.
Everyone was waiting on Nevada because that was the only state.
They were saying Nevada and Arizona.
That was the one that would get him.
They were saying Nevada and Arizona are all he needs to win.
Yeah. But even at the beginning, Arizona, they were like, well, Arizona's a Trump state, so like you can't rely on that.
Mm.
And then slowly it turned. And that's the kind of measure of the man Trump is. A state that has been Republican since 1952, all of a sudden was in doubt.
Yeah.
it's voted Democratic once since the 1950s. And this is the kind of thing I know now. I couldn't tell you that shit about any borough in London.
I couldn't tell you where these states were 5 days ago.
No, but I can name them all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I reckon I could enter one of those competitions with the 6-year-old children in America.
But from out of nowhere, come Georgia and Pennsylvania.
Oh, hey, they fucking like, because yeah, again, Pennsylvania was like, yo, this is a bit Trumpish. Georgia as well.
Yeah, more so, because that's deep south, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his land. That's his peoples. That's his six-fingered, seven-toed peoples.
But yeah, out of nowhere. And then, do you know what's funny to me? Is he's currently having a meltdown since Saturday.
Well, who would have thought that the biggest talking points wouldn't be Joe Biden winning? Like, my man, even today, I don't understand, like, at the time of recording this, he seems to be tweeting as if they've reopened the counting, which for somebody that wanted to stop the counting is a really weird stance for him to take. He's like, oh, something's coming. Is it your P45?
Did you see that where he was winning, they were saying stop the count, and then where he was losing, they were saying count the votes.
Count the votes again. Yeah. Mad though to think that obviously on this ballot you vote for several different things. You vote for president, you vote for Senate, I think you vote for like local governors or whatever. Like the ones that like they're not calling for recounts on any of those.
No,
because I think they're currently doing quite well in the Senate. In fact, well, last time I saw it, the Senate was pretty even, but they're just like, yeah, just recount those presidential votes. The rest of that ballot is fine, but the presidential one is obviously forged.
Yeah, that's the one that's been tampered with. All the rest is
fine. Yeah, that little bit.
They didn't fill in the box completely. It's just a little scribble. You can't tell that's a proper mark.
My favorite part of all this is where they tried to say that some of the ballots, that they'd faked ballots using dead people's names, not realizing that it was just people that were alive with the same name. Because obviously nobody has ever had the same name as somebody else. Like, legit, they were like, this person died in 1902. And then everyone was like, yeah, but there's another person with that name that's on the electoral roll right now. Like, how? How do you not understand?
This ballot was submitted by John Smith. John Smith, but he's dead.
But that's what it was. It's not even like they were unique names. Like, if it was like, oh my God, this was submitted by Eunice Puff and stuff. Like, yeah, you don't hear that name anymore. Like, all right, that's a bit suspect. But when you're talking about, like, Jennifer Orange, you're like, mate, those names are still very much alive today. Very much still alive and well. Like,
what do you think he's going to feel like when all his claims are thrown out officially? Like, what's his next move?
Start talking about some other shit. Like, this is a guy that has never once in his... Like, honestly, if he was to stop and actually take a moment of self-reflection, he would crumble under the weight of his of his fucking cuntishness. I don't know any other way to describe it. Like, this is a guy that has never once in his life been like, you're right. My bad. I was incorrect on that.
Did you hear about his golf courses? You know, when it became official that Biden's projected to win?
He went off
and played golf on one of his courses. I didn't look into it, but I heard that he has like 18 golf courses. How many of those courses do you think he's the golf champion?
It's either none or all of them.
All 18.
There's nothing in between.
All 18. He is the golf. He is the champion of each course.
Of course. Oh fuck.
And it's because he's either the champion because it's newly been built and he's the first got one to go around it,
or they've just lied,
or he's just seen a name on top and he's like, nah, I don't like him, I'm better than him, put my name on there.
Yeah.
And there's also,
how many strokes? I did it in two less.
And there's also issues with those golf courses as well, because apparently he stiffs the people that build them and they get into a legal battle with him. But because he fucks about so much, they waste so much time, they're just like, oh, fuck it, leave it. So that's the measure of the man. He's not a good person.
He wins
really.
By default.
Yeah.
He's a winner by default.
Have you seen, you've seen Dinner for Schmucks, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, when he plays dead. Until the bird just walks off.
Yeah.
That's basically what he does.
Fucking, it's ridiculous.
Or he goes, la 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 la, fingers in ears.
He has the emotional maturity of a tadpole. It's ridiculous. And this is the problem, because now that is a great advert for, all right, maybe not just anyone should be allowed to become. Because one of the things, all right, it doesn't always work that way because of the machinations, but on the surface of it and the way things have been put together, anyone could be president or prime minister of their country. You know, you get a party together, you campaign, you do this, you do that. Like, you don't have to, there's not like an entrance exam, or you don't have to get like a license to put yourself in the running, which is a good thing. There's like democracy, anyone can lead. But then when you see shit like this, you're just like, maybe there should be some kind of security gates. And it spoils it for everyone else. He's the guy that spoils it for the rest of the class.
He spoils it for the likes of Kanye.
Yeah. He's the one that in school, they're like, all right, you can come in your own clothes. And he comes in a fucking dirty vest and flip-flops. And they're like, no, you can't come in your own clothes anymore. That's what it is. It's like, we're shutting this shit down now. That is the equivalent. It's, oh God. But you know what? Obviously, the best thing. Shout outs to Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Oh mate, this was amazing.
I dare any sitcom writer, any comedian, anybody in the world to come up with a better plot than that. It was fucking, but like, you know when they say like you couldn't make it up? I don't think you could. Because nobody in the world probably knew that Four Seasons Total Landscaping existed, but they managed to find it.
Four Seasons Landscaping, in between a crematorium and an adult bookstore. Complete with viewing booths. So right classy part of town. The other funny thing about that was, I doubt it was even an admin error. I just think it's some sort of intern who's been told to book the Four Seasons for a presser, and they've gone, hello, Four Seasons. And they went, yeah, we need to hold a press conference outside your building. Oh, great. Yeah, this is the address. And they've realized it's Four Seasons Landscaping. And because they're so desperate not to disappoint Trump or Giuliani or just the big man who's like, he's already grumpy, so like, you don't want to make him even more angry. And it's just, oh shit, It's just let it, and then it gets to the point where it's just too late to change it, so they're going to have to do it.
But that is the beauty of it. That is the beauty. The beauty of it is, it might have been an honest mistake, but it just sums up that party.
Yeah.
The fact that it could be an honest mistake.
Sums them up.
The fact that it sums could them up be beautifully. An honest mistake.
Eric Trump today has even told people to vote again. I sort of read that somewhere that he urged people to re-vote.
There was a tweet going around like, get out there and vote. I was like, bruv, did you put the wrong date on that? Did you do automatic tweeting? It's just fucking, because you know, anybody else, any other sane person would have been like, yo, cancel that.
Mm.
Cancel that press conference. He's like, nah, fuck it. I'll send my lawyer. And my man stood out. They posted fucking posters on what looked like a garage door.
Yeah. There's a hose next to him. Real aesthetically pleasing for that fucking political party.
Shout outs though, because I know Four Seasons Total Landscaping, they're getting business right now. Like, this is probably their Q4 projected earnings gone through the roof.
And no, have you not seen all the Yelp reviews on Twitter?
Nah, bro,
they are absolutely slaughtering it. Hang on, bear with me. I love how Four Seasons Total Landscaping comes up now and not just Four Seasons.
People that actually want to go to the Four Seasons, like, for fuck's sake.
Okay, here we go. Right, so some of the Yelp reviews Four Seasons Total Landscaping has got since they held their presser there.
Yeah.
I called to get a quote on repairing a hole in our lawn. The man who answered the phone was speaking Russian, and all I heard in the background was a lot of loud sobbing. So much crying. Big tears. Huge. Next one. This place is a hotbed for coronavirus super spreaders. Do not visit unless you want to get COVID. Hung up on me while I called to ask about their special We Build a Wall and Have a Mexico Pay for It. Seriously, where is a gal to find an honest racist landscaper? And buyer beware. They said they would build the best and most beautiful privacy wall between me and my neighbor, then dumped hundreds of used toilets in my yard and billed me $100,000. What am I supposed to do with hundreds of useless toilets? They've been absolutely bombarded.
Oh, shit. That's amazing. That's amazing. It reminds me of a Pizza Hut in Woking. Not Pizza Hut.
Pizza Express.
Pizza Express in Woking. Like, their reviews were fucking amazing after the whole Prince Andrew thing. But yeah, I mean, Joe Biden is president, and while that comes with a caveat, it's largely a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few people come to me and say, well, not come to me, but I've heard a few people be like, is he really that good? And my answer to that is, his name isn't Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's certain things, like, one of the things where they're like, oh, you know, he passed through that bill that led to like loads more black people being incarcerated. I was like, yeah, but that wasn't what that bill was for. That bill was used in a certain way. Mm. It doesn't excuse him, but even Kamala Harris she's got dubious stains on her record. But fuck it, let's see what happens.
It just goes to show that there's still an ounce of sanity left there.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone a long way to, like, even just this vote has gone a long way to restoring people's idea of America. You know, it's restored their reputation. It has restored their reputation in the world's eyes.
He's got a lot to do. He's not the ideal president, but he's like I said, he's not Trump.
Yeah,
and exactly. he's only there to serve one term, really, isn't he?
Most likely, if that.
If that.
If that. I think Kamala's going to be president at some point during his 4 years. Yeah. Sorry, Joe. Sorry, but
you old as fuck.
I don't know if you're, yeah, I don't know if he's, I don't know if he's making it through. And maybe this is the Democrats' way of getting it, like, we can't ever run in outright, but Joe's only got a couple years left in him, so foresight.
But again, what does that say about Trump? That they'd rather have a man who isn't going to last the full term, they'd rather have him more than him for another 4 years. Have you heard about this presidential pardon?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll get it, right?
Well, it's up to him, isn't it? Whether he's clever about it. There's talk where if he's clever about it and he concedes and then he resigns, he can pass the pardon that he's allowed to give to someone onto Mike Pence, who can then pardon him for all the crimes he's done.
I didn't realise that. That could be clever. That could be clever. He's not smart enough for that.
No.
He will never concede.
And I doubt...
He will never concede.
And the last 4 years goes to show that there's no one in his little circle that's brave enough to challenge him in his power.
No. I mean, I've heard that they're all silently just pulling away.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're just leaving out the back door, aren't they? Having said that...
It just reminds me of like an old Disney movie where the bad guy, all the people that was backing him, just melt away into the shadows and they're left on their own.
Having said that, no matter what, Joe Biden's getting sworn in January, and clearly there's no sign of Trump conceding. So I can genuinely see him being dragged out, kicking and screaming, all limbs flailing everywhere.
You love to see it.
You really would love to see it.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, and I would hate this, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden pardoned him, just to be like, I am the bigger man. Just to be like, this is the person that people have voted for. I will give you a presidential pardon. It shouldn't happen. Like, he wouldn't go proper jail anyway, would he?
That was my next question. He said he might leave the country after he leaves. So where would he go? Obviously nowhere with extradition laws.
Extradition. I don't know. I don't even know places where. Cuba?
Cuba was my first thought. But then I also thought he spent 4 years establishing relationships with Kim Jong-un. So he might hide away in North Korea to see out his days.
Kim, the hot water's up. Oh, you don't have hot water? Oh, okay.
It could be like Saddam Hussein and Satan in South Park movie.
It's my little piggy.
And Satan. Oh, Saddam. You're so disgusting.
I just want him to go to jail. I want him to go proper, hide the sausage, hold on to my inside out pocket. You are now my bitch prison. That would be awesome.
Just going back to the Four Seasons, as funny as that was, it's also if it's not some intern fucking up, what if it's like they've phoned the Four Seasons Hotel, they've put out this announcement that they're gonna be at the Four Seasons, they've phoned the Four Seasons and they've gone, nah, fuck that guy.
Well, this is the thing, because they did tweet, we're going to be at the Four Seasons. And then like half an hour later or whatever, they were like, yeah, we're going to be at the Four Seasons, total landscaping. So
that could have happened. Like,
it could easily have happened.
Goes to show those presidential perks dry up soon. life comes at you fast, you know.
I didn't see that original tweet. And when I was like, that's a proper weird name for a hotel, you know. I was like, why is it called Total Landscaping? I was like, these Americans and their crazy hotel names. I was just, it was crazy. Either that or it was somebody that was just like, you know what? I'm tired of working for this guy. Fuck him. They looked up Four Seasons on Yale.com.
He will be missed. Another big win in this whole episode was old Nigel Farage. Did you see what he did?
How much did he put on there? I didn't see. I know he put a bet on. How much did he put on? Because I heard some mad numbers.
10 whole bags of sand.
Shit. Fuck off.
10 bags on Trump winning and he fucking blew it.
Good. Fuck you, you prick.
And I bet he got stiff with the bill when he was staying at the Trump hotel. Did you see him?
Did he do that? What, went over to America like he was fucking...
Did you see the speech he gave?
Like he was Louis Farouk.
Did you see the speech he gave?
What speech did he give?
I can't remember what Trump called him. Trump called him like the something of Europe, the savior of Europe or something like that.
Oh, God's sake.
And he's obviously got that in his head, and he's like proper giving it some, saying Trump's going to be the next president, blah, blah, blah. He's just going off on one, and everyone's cheering him. And you could tell he's fucking getting a fucking hard on over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a little chub.
No, full well, none of them probably know who he is. Like,
they're just like, oh, Trump said something. We'll allow you.
And then he was on Good Morning Britain the other day.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah,
fucking magical.
Yeah, just seems like Morgan embarrassed him.
Yeah, proper.
Just seems like again, Morgan embarrassed him.
Again, I don't like Piers Morgan. Some of the stuff he says. Well, most of the stuff he says is fully charged and is provoking reactions from people.
But
on his day, when he's challenging someone who's in the wrong, I'm right there with him, because he's not afraid to ask difficult questions or to repeat questions if people are dodging them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he absolutely made him look a fool on national television.
It's a conundrum with old Piers, because yeah, I hated the dude for so long, hated him, and then one time I was like, oh, actually that does make sense. Nah, fuck that, I hate him. And again, when the guy is right, then fine, that's fair enough. That doesn't make him a good person.
Nah.
Doesn't make him a good person. It just makes him right.
Oh yeah, I still want to make people aware that I think he is an absolute cunt. But when he's like,
yeah, exactly. But you can be like, you can still think someone's completely cunt. Be like, all right, fine, you're right.
You still have good views on something.
The clutching at strawsity. I don't know if saw.
That's Trump's whole defeat, isn't it? That's just Trump since Saturday. What in the clutching at straws is this?
But Farage, I don't know what part of his hard-hitting journalism. Did you see him? He retweeted a clip from Biden when BBC asked if they could ask him a question.
Yes.
When he was on his way leaving a thing. Which obviously was a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek comment. Which doesn't even really make that much sense, because the BBC is in Ireland, right? And they have BBC Ireland, don't they? They're just like, oh, BBC, can we ask you a question? It's like, oh, BBC, I'm Irish. Oh, maybe they don't have it in Republic, actually. But either way, it was a very... I gave him a smile and a wink. You know, I'm leaving now. I'm not stopping for a question. And somehow Nigel Farage thought that meant that there's no chance of a post-Brexit deal with the USA. I just... Like, bruv, the reach on that guy, bruv, like, he should be in the NBA with that kind of reach. It's fucking ridiculous. Ah, he's another one. I hate him and all. Like, I would do violence to that dude easily.
This is what happened on Good Morning Britain. So he was asking Farage about when Trump was talking about injecting bleach into you to cure the Rona. And he was trying to defend him as best he could. Like, he goes, oh, he didn't know what he was talking about, blah, blah, blah. He goes, did you not know bleach was a disinfectant? He's like, no, he didn't know, blah, blah, blah. And then he shows him a picture of Trump looking at a massive picture where it says commonly available disinfectants, bleach and isopropyl alcohol will work to kill the virus. Yeah. Bleach, disinfectant. He's like, he's looking at a picture saying it's a disinfectant. And he's like, this is fake news. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, mate, just claw back some dignity. Just say, okay, he was probably wrong. He's not going to fuck you, Nigel.
Stop simping, bro. Stop simping. He belongs to the streets now. And this is the thing, like, why would you hitch your wagon, like, so firmly? Like, I saw the thing, and I don't even know if it was recent. Some people were saying it wasn't that recent. About the dude who got asked, was like, yo, so if Trump came out and said he was a racist, would you still? And this is somebody in the government. This isn't like a random on the street.
I saw this. I was going to mention this as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, would you still support if he was racist? And he's like, seriously, dude, even if you don't mean it, just for the fucking optics, just be like, no, I could obviously, in all good faith, I couldn't do that.
I saw that video. He was like, "You seriously have to think about whether you'd support Trump if he came out as racist."
And then like, depends on who he's running against.
Depends who he's running against. He's like, "What
the fuck would he be running against?
What kind of person? What kind of person? What kind of person does that person need to be, where a racist is better than him?"
Exactly. Exactly. Just like, fuck, you know. Like, stop with the caveats. Stop with the caveats.
Well, Biden kills and eats babies. Well.
Oh, God. I don't even want to get into the old. No, fuck that. No. Let's move along. Don't even want to. Somebody who's not happy about Biden winning. I don't know if he was winging, but he was winning. Is. I don't know his name. Let's just call him Lord Muckety-Fuck. Lord Muckety-Fuck. What's his name? Something like John Kilkenny? John Kunaken? What's his name? He's a fucking peer, is the first thing you need to know. He's a British peer. John Kilclooney. Knobhead.
Knobhead.
Where he sent a tweet. Where is it? What happens if Biden moves on and the Indian becomes president? Who then becomes vice president? What?
The Indian, you know.
The Indian. Then he tried to walk it back by saying, I didn't know her name. Bruv, her name is underneath Biden's on every single fucking poster. Bro. Yeah.
Well, not a hard name to remember.
Not a name. First name's Kamala. And if you have trouble with them foreign names, her last name's Harris.
Harris.
Her name's Harris. And I'm just saying, every time they mention Biden, they mention Harris because it's the Biden-Harris ticket. What the fuck? And also, you use Twitter, so I know you know how to use fucking Google. If you wanted to find out, like, if you legitimately had the question, what happens if a vice president becomes president? Like, if you had genuinely wanted to know, then you would have asked it to Google. You wanted to put that tweet out there and refer to as the Indian. You really did. You thought, this will get a laugh of all my mates.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought about your inner circle rather than the whole world who could see this.
Exactly. Exactly. We're surprised if Arthur was like, Jonathan, take a look at what I just tweeted. Funny, I called it the Indian.
Lord Kilclooney denied it was racist and sought to defend himself by claiming he simply did not know Ms. Harris's name. She is totally new to me. Now I know it is Harris. Biden is proud to be Irish and Harris is to be Indian. Both have every right to do so, the peer said. The peer also tweeted, Indians are amongst the most reliable people. I have two as tenants, so I have the experience.
Oh my fucking God.
He later stated, I'm very fond of India myself. I'm a member of the British India All Party Group. I have two Indians, he counted them, in my flats here in London, and there's nothing racist in it whatsoever.
It's like, I'm very fond of India. I'm old enough to remember when we owned it.
Well, that's where I thought that was going, British India. Why is it called British India, mate?
Yeah, when you said I'm very fond of India, I was like, oh. It's like, my dad had slaves there. It was great.
I remember the times where we had complete control over them. It was fucking marvelous.
Also, you don't know her name, but you know she's of Indian heritage. I didn't even find that out till they won the election.
I didn't find it out until he fucking said it.
Bruv, it was only because I saw someone tweet, the first person of South Asian heritage. I was like, wait, what? I always assumed she was like mixed race, black and white. Like, that was just my assumption, standardly. And then I was like, and then I went and looked it up and I was like, oh, okay. So, bruv, you knew her heritage, but you didn't know her fucking name?
Come on, Muckety Fuck. If you know she's Indian, you know her fucking name.
Exactly, exactly. Because somebody would have had to tell you, you know that Kamala bird, she's Indian. Or she's part Indian. Mate, I have two as tenants.
No more. Three is too many.
Look at this. Wow, they just happened to sign a lease today.
Here's my friend, Abdul.
I want to say Abdul. It's Craig, mate.
Mr. Khan. I found him. You've got a shop, haven't you? Very small, proud small business owner. He has a corner shop.
He's like, most
things,
yes,
most things cost $2.99.
He's like, yeah, he's proud shop owner, my local shop. He's like, I'm the MP for Dewsbury, you fucking prick.
I went to his shop. I had a good time.
Oh. Vindaloo, nah, nah, Vindaloo, nah, nah.
We're just stopping short of voices and accents.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course.
You know, I'm desperate to do one. No, I'm not.
I know you are.
One more. We'll call him a winner. Friend of the show.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Mr. Hanks.
Pop, 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 pop.
Not Tom. Not Colin.
Not Colin.
But old Chet.
Chet, the greatest of the Hanks.
We got man like Chet Hanks. You heard?
I'm not going to lie. He got me. I'm not going to lie. They had us in the first half.
Let's hear it one more time.
Please pay it, play it, play it.
Hey guys, I just want to say that, you know, like, now that Trump's leaving office, I think it's important to remember that he was the president, so we should show some psych. Pussyclot, fuck them Ross. Donald Noah Rob would be boss man Biden. Fuck them Ross, pussyclot boy. Go suck una mother. Hey guys, I just
I still want to know who he hangs around with.
Jamal and them.
I'm honestly, I think this is the first time I've ever heard a white dude do that accent, and I'm not even mad.
It's proper, isn't it?
I'm just like, I can't, I don't, I'm just like, he's an anomaly. He's a fucking anomaly, and I love it.
Boss man Biden
is the best, that is the best nickname. If he'd have run with that as his campaign, it wouldn't have been so close.
No, it would have been an absolute...
Like, Trump wouldn't have taken any votes. Big boss man Biden. Oh, shout-outs to Chet.
I love you, Chet. Please call back. Please return my phone. Please reply to my messages.
What's that? I showed you my butthole. Please reply. Oh... God.
Ugh. Anyone up for some yum nuts?
Mate, suck on my yum nuts.
Suck your blood clot yum nuts.
Suck on my yum nuts, bruv. What the fuck was this? In the middle of all this turmoil.
Did they think they'll get away with two, it?
They did it on purpose.
They think there's so much going on, no one will notice us calling to eat my yum nuts.
Bruv, I was like, you don't need to be... Don't be... like associating Santa with a very questionable term like yum nuts. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Spencer's have come up with this thing that is, it's a yum yum mixed with a donut. And they decided to call it a yum nut. They could have called it a dough yum. They could have. But they called it yum nuts. And I don't know.
Have you had
makes Santa sound a little rapey.
Have you had them yum yums though?
Oh, I've had yum yums before. Yeah, yum yums are nice.
Have you had the M&S ones though?
Nah,
bro. Yeah,
I'm not that. I'm not on M&S. I'm not on M&S salary.
It'd make you yum nut.
Is it? Are they really nice? Are they actually nice?
They are very nice. Yeah.
Oh,
add the donut aspect to it. Oh.
Yeah.
I think you've got something.
So does it got? What is it like? Just like a fucking ring donut with like? Because I swear, yum nuts, yum yums, and donuts are the same fucking thing.
The same thing, it's just different shapes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So like, this is, it's not false advertising, but like, you're trying to make me believe you fused two things, but they're the same thing anyway.
It looks very much like a donut. That's all I'll say about it.
Yeah,
it's they're just trying to be coy with this yum nut business.
I think they did on purpose.
Yeah.
They knew that people would be like, oh, that sounds a bit weird. Like, it probably went a lot better than they thought, but they knew it would be a talking point.
I've just opened the link you've sent me, and it's M&S is advertising it. And the first reply is, I hear Santa's yum nut goes particularly well with, this is a real product, I don't know where, Siemens nut cum.
Oh, they got the picture of it. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. It looks like it's fucking like Norwegian or something like that.
Just picture Nutella, but it's called Nut Cum.
Yeah, pretty much. pretty much. I'm sorry though, just Santa's yum nut. Like, I just have images of kids in court being like, show us where Santa made you touch his yum nut.
Point on the doll where Santa's yum nut is. That scars you for life, doesn't it? It's childhood ruined. It really does.
Childhood absolutely ruined. But you know what? Fair play to him. I'll give it a try. I will give it a try.
Oh, for sure. It looks tasty as fuck, though, to be fair.
It does. I mean, I just had some chocolate. So to me right now, it's just looking mad sweet. And I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get some tomorrow. Fuck it. I'm sure. Yeah, do it. Doing it. Yum yums.
Review in next week's episode.
Yes, we shall review the yum nuts. Review these nuts.
Review these. These what?
These yum nuts. These yum nuts. I just need to hear Snoop say it now. These yum nuts.
Ha! Got him. I tell you what we have got. Last segment before we wrap up the show.
Yeah, let's do this.
We may only have a bloody vaccine.
We may.
Are you optimistic about this? Because you are very pessimistic by nature. And there you go.
No. Not saying that I'm not optimistic. I'm skeptical because vaccines take a long, long time.
And they've not won out. They've knocked one out of the yum nut in a year.
They've knocked one out in two shakes of a yum nut. It goes, you sit there and I'll have you a vaccine before you finish your yum nut.
Let me administer my vaccine from my yum nut.
And again, I watched the talk yesterday that they did, and I know they talked about it being a game changer and about it will change the way the vaccines are done going forward, just in general. So I don't know the science behind it yet. I want to take a look at it. But I have no doubt they've got something.
Yes. They've got something. Yeah. I mean, what's striking to me is they're saying that there was a 90% success rate or effectiveness rate, which is very promising. And they're saying that things are looking likely that by springtime, things will start looking like normal. Obviously, they've got to roll it out to all the most vulnerable. And there's like 11 step process to it. So they're doing.
I know. Did you need that many stages?
Well, like, so they're doing
over 75, over 70s, over 65s, over 60s. Just group them all to fucking give up.
Yeah, well, they're doing that because obviously they've done the research and they feel that the virus has effects depending on the age, and they want to be very careful with it. That's the one thing they're trying to get across, is that they want to make sure that it's effective and safe. So they're doing it as they're being as stringent as they can with it.
Well, that is the other thing as well, because like obviously one of the reasons vaccines also take so long is long-term effects.
Mm.
So I'm just like, I think I might wait. That's my idea. I might wait.
Well, if you're careful, then like
if you're careful about what, bro? Once they inject you, inject it.
No, listen to what I'm saying. So before you interrupt me, Mr. Interrupter, call you Captain Interrupter. How about that? if you're careful without the vaccine, if you're careful and you avoid things and you're clean and you sanitize and all that and you're taking all the precautions you're taking now.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you won't need it straight away.
Oh no, of course not. Yeah, yeah.
They're obviously, I reckon they're relying on willing participants to go in and say, yeah, vac me up.
I mean, the thing that I saw as well is they were saying that by Easter, they would have 70 to 80% of the most vulnerable people done. So that means that people like us are still not getting it for another few months after that. I think by the time it's open to us, I'll be able to look at some of the older people and be like, you feeling all right? How are you doing?
Feeling a bit peaky, Gene?
You got powers? Can you make stuff float with your mind?
Do me a favor.
Is anybody's head exploded?
Do me a favor. Climb up that wall for me. Can you climb up it?
Let me look between your knuckles. Let me look. All right, no blades. All right, cool. Bless. But no.
Let me look between your knuckles. Sounds sinister for me for some reason.
It did. Like, even as I was saying it, I was like, there is nothing wrong with looking between someone's knuckles. It's not like they're hidden, but it does sound rather perverse.
It's the word knuckles, isn't it?
Yeah. Yo, let me see them knuckles.
Let me see them knuckles. let me yum nut in your knuckles.
Let me knuckle that yum nut. The hilarious thing. All right, this is even hilarious. Obviously, like, it took 20 minutes, 30 minutes from Boris Johnson's announcement before I got the first video talking about conspiracies. I will give this one. I found this one hilarious, and I did get into a conversation with, because obviously the person that made the video, I was like, how the fuck did you make the video so fast? Anyway, you must have started making it from the moment Boris was on the telly being like, yo,
man was charged, man was ready.
Yeah. But then the video, obviously they were trying to throw the whole thing like, this isn't a conspiracy theory, this is based in fact. So obviously they can't say anything about the virus, because we know about the vaccine, because we know nothing about the vaccine. Mm. So they decided to attack Pfizer themselves as a company. Which is fair. Do that. Pfizer are scum. They really are. They are absolute scum. But I know, obviously, people are sending it as a thing saying, oh, we shouldn't get the vaccine. But I'm like, Pfizer are scum in the way that Jeff Bezos is, like, in the pursuit of money. Like, they will do ill shit to kind of monopolize and corner the market. They've done some mad shit in America. In England, they haven't, because they can't, because we have a healthcare system. The only thing that they've done in the UK is price gouging, which they're currently trying to be taken to task for. And if it works, they'll get like the largest fine ever in the history of like medical fines or whatever, because they, again, they are cunts. But I equate it to, there's no problem with their products. Like, largely speaking, their products work. That is why they are the largest pharmaceutical manufacturer in the world. And it's the same as, you've got a phone. Your phone is made with parts that have been mined by like 12-year-old kids. You still got that phone. It is. It's not a case of, should I trust the vaccine? It's a case of, do I make an ethical decision to take a vaccine from a company that are terrible people? And if you're going to do that,
then eat meat.
You're going to have a bad time.
then stop being a vegan.
But this is it. Like, I mean, like, there is no ethical, like, well, not there's no ethical companies, but by and large, companies aren't ethical. And I am not excusing Pfizer. Like, they've done some fucked up shit, especially like they fuck people's lives up and stuff like that, especially in America, giving drugs that they knew had some mad side effects to them and stuff like that, or selling people drugs that they don't need and paying doctors to prescribe drugs.
Did they? So that were they the ones,
bigger kickbacks?
Were they the ones who introduced AIDS to the black community?
Probably. They were probably the one that spread the monkey rumor too. It was, but no, like, obviously, you know, like, there's a whole generation of fucking middle Americans that are like hooked on painkillers and shit because companies like Pfizer paid hospitals to be like, look, the more of our drugs you prescribe, the more commission we'll give you. So like factory towns, like, you know, like Midwest, like Detroit and stuff like that, where people work in factories and they get injured, the doctor's like, yo, just take these Vicodin. And then they get hooked. After 2 weeks, they're like, yeah, we're not giving you another prescription. So then they start taking like fucking meth because, you know, or it's the closest thing they can get to a fucking painkiller. So they're responsible for shit like that. But again, they're in the pursuit of money. They're not interested in microchipping us. They don't give a fuck about microchipping. They just want their money. They don't give a fuck what we're doing. As long as we get ill while we're doing it.
Yeah. They don't want to control our Brians, do they?
No, they do not want to control our Brians. Look out for our Brians, bruv.
Or type man like Connolly.
Did you see my tweet? Yeah.
You missed one out.
Wait. I didn't want to name too many. I was like, I could go on. What was the other one?
Well, you missed two out. McClare, Robson.
Yeah, I know. But also, I was trying to pander to... I just put Connolly in there as a funny little throwback. But I was trying to keep it a little more, you know, the kids nowadays, they like Queen. They know Brian Mays. They like Science. They know Brian Cox's. Robson and McClare, they're my heroes.
They're my heroes, not yours.
This was your hero, not mine. But, yeah, the main reason I'm happy for this vaccine is because now, in about a year, year and a half, I am going to personally message a good few people that I know and be like, yo, where's this, what go on with your conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out the conspiracy theories are true, we're all fucked, so I'm not going to be able to message them anyway. So either way, it's fine. But in 2 years, I'm going to be like, yo. And in 2 years, I'll be like, first of all, tell me what's going on with 5G, and then tell me what's going on with the vaccine. Because as far as I am concerned, we're all supposed to be mindless robots with cancer by now.
So, what's going on with 5G? How's your phone working out for you right now?
Exactly.
Are you enjoying those super? Exactly. Are you enjoying those super fast speeds?
You enjoying watching those alternate media fucking YouTube videos in 1080 HP?
Are you mindlessly being controlled by now? Are you just a zombie at this point?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
One thing I will mention was the whole 90% effectiveness rate. Did you know that flu vaccines have a 30-60% effectiveness? Which made me think of you, because you're very much, why aren't we doing more about flu vaccines and trying to control the flu? And I just thought that was an interesting point to make.
No, it is, because obviously flu as well is one of those ones. There's so many different strains of flu and it mutates. They can't get any. It's difficult to get any higher. I'm sure if they could get higher, they would, because then, you know, it gives them a more valuable product. So, and I mean, for me as well, like say, we should be doing more. It was more like the whole wear masks and sanitize during the winter.
Yeah.
In terms of the vaccine, it's coronavirus. As far as we know now, I know there's been a couple of scare stories and stuff like that in the papers. You know, it's not the first time. Even that thing about the mink, they're saying that it may have mutated, but to all intents and purposes, it just stays like that. So it's easy to kind of, you know, eradicate and get rid of. So, and you know, 90% is really good. Top notch.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall.
But I'm optimistic. I don't know the full details, and obviously there's still a lot to learn, and there's still a lot to see what happens in the long term, but it's a shred of hope. That's what I'm clinging on to.
It's a shred of hope. And also, worst case scenario, it would be kind of Hollywood cool if people just started melting in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Although I say that was worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is this what kicks off the zombie apocalypse.
I'm ready for it.
Part of me wants to be like, yo, how effective is my zombie plan?
Oh, we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Bruv, when I get taken out in the first 10 minutes. Fuck! So let me do it again. Extra life.
All those weapons, all that protective clothing. You forgot to lock the door.
Exactly. I'll be like Samuel Jackson in Deep Blue Sea trying to give that rousing speech so I can tick it off my list. And I left the back door open behind me. He's like, stop interrupting me. I don't care.
They ate me. A fucking shark ate me.
I'm just, oh god, oh, and I can't wait to take out some of them. I got bit, but I didn't say nothing, motherfuckers. Ugh. Oh god, there will be no mercy. Even if I suspect you got bitten, like, bruv, what's that? It's like, allergies. Nah, fuck that.
You killed Zombie Flanders. He was a zombie.
Oh, I'll be going around biting people and be like, that looks like a zombie bite to me, actually. Let everybody get him.
That's one thing those zombie films don't equate for. Because I was saying this earlier. Do you remember when the first lockdown happened?
Yeah.
And everyone went around, their first reaction to this virus, everyone went around fucking licking things. And then they ended up like just being hospitalized or dying from Rona. These zombie films don't equate for people just going, ah, look, I'm a zombie, arr, 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 and then they're biting someone infected and they end up fucking becoming a zombie for real.
Not even that. Do you know how many of these fucking TikTok fuckers are going to be trying to take pictures with zombies?
Oh.
Trying to do fucking boomerangs and shit. Like, it's going to be like, legit, I'd say 20% of the numbers will be people that put themselves in harm's way for the gram.
Well, you just reminded me, we went to a pumpkin patch the other week. And I was really reluctant to go because she kept telling me that this is just like a breeding ground for Instagram people. Like, the only reason they go there is just to take pictures with pumpkins and stuff.
So, yeah.
So I spent the whole time there just posing, and I did one of those, you know, the ones where they're like spread eagle. I did one of them. I did one where I'm just looking at the floor. I was. It was awful there, I must say. Not
for all the classic grand poses.
Yeah, not for that, but it was just like, it was pissing down with rain, muddy as fuck. Just,
yeah, but I don't like, nah, I don't feel the need to do them nature things. Like,
nah.
I remember I remember one time, it might have been more than once, going to pick strawberries with like mum and pops, like when I was a kid. And it was fun, but I feel no need to do that.
You've done that now.
Yeah, I'm like, I they don't need to experience that.
Check it off the list. Yeah.
Like, that's what Tesco's is for.
you can relay the experience to them.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time? He's like, you want to go pick strawberries? Go pick up a couple punnets from Tesco and bring me back my change.
Oh, dear. Right, I think that's it. We don't have anything else to talk about, do we?
Nah, we're good.
Well, I was going to mention Chappelle, but it's not that much. Like, it was just something I saw today about his monologue on Saturday Night Live. People found issue with his Freddie Mercury joke. Do you remember it?
Oh,
so
yeah, I remember it, but it's true because I distinctly remember when I found, obviously I wasn't around at the time, but when I found out what he died from, I was like, makes sense.
So it was AIDS, right? Yeah. Yeah. So the joke he said was, he was talking about Donald Trump trying to play down coronavirus, not wearing a mask anywhere he went, and then ended up getting it. And then he was like, but how did he get it? it's like asking how Freddie Mercury got AIDS.
Yeah, it's like nobody was surprised when they found out.
And then people lost their shit about that. It's just these fucking snowflakes were all like up in arms about it.
But what are you up in arms about?
This is what I'm saying. My reply to that is, how did he get AIDS?
It's not even how did he get it. It's just people was like, you know, all right, he was he died of it. No one was surprised. And all right, maybe it was based around stereotypes and stuff at the time, but it still is a factual thing that nobody was surprised.
No, but again, like, how else do you contract it if you're not?
Oh, no, you get it all with bum love, but like between men and women.
Having unprotected sex with many people, like.
It's just, yeah. For me, it's like, it's just, it was a fact.
Yeah.
It's not a fact. All right, it's not a fact, but like, it's, he's not saying anything that's not true.
No. I just had to halt me saying that because the whole family just walked into the room.
Daddy, what's he?
I was just about to say unprotected, and then little man walked in. I was like, and then she's waving him off like, get the fuck out quick.
Get out, daddy's talking about bum sex. And also still no.
Dear. Right, thanks for listening, everyone. Get in touch through the usual channels. Thank you for listening. I've been Kev, aka Captain
Rumbin Flows,
Captain Poopy.
Oh, sorry.
Captain Poopy. Captain Ignorant. Oh, no, sorry.
We are the captains.
Captain Interrupter, that's what you were.
Captain Interrupter, because I interrupted you saying Captain Poopy just then. Leave a review.
Now get out.